This is VO News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration decided to provide cluster munitions to Ukraine for the war against Russia, even though the United Nations is urging the warring countries to avoid using them at all. Biden's administration announced that decision on Friday. The Pentagon will send thousands of cluster munitions as part of a new military aid package worth up to $800 million. There are widespread concerns the bombs can cause civilian casualties. At the White House briefing, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that they have been thinking about providing Ukraine with the cluster bombs for a long time.
The challenge of cluster munitions, as you know, is that even at low dud rates, there are some unexploded ordnance that is left, and that could potentially pose a risk to civilians down the road. So we did not immediately come out of the gate and provide this. But we had to balance that against the risk to civilian harm if Ukraine did not have sufficient artillery ammunition.
Russia's war in Ukraine is set to reach the 500-day mark this weekend, a grim milestone for a conflict that rages with no end in sight. AP correspondent Charles Dale Desmond.
The EU's taken a major step in approving plans to boost its production of ammunition and missiles within the 27-nation bloc, aimed at both defending itself and quickly helping Ukraine in trying to push back the invasion by Russia. The EU presidency has announced that the member states and the EU parliament reached a deal to urgently mobilize around $500 million from its budget for the Act in Support of Ammunition Production deal. The deal follows up the March decision by EU leaders to boost urgently needed ammunition deliveries to Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte announced his resignation and that of his cabinet Friday, citing irreconcilable differences within his four-party coalition about how to rein in migration. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Friday said the U.S. has been in contact with Russian officials to press for the release of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich on Friday, and as it marked the 100th day of the journalist being detained by the Russian government. Sullivan said he also spoke with his family's representatives and Wall Street Journal officials on Friday about the status of the case and the administration's efforts to win the reporter's release. At last year's NATO summit in Madrid, the alliance for the first time recognized China as a security challenge. Next week, as NATO leaders meet for a summit in Lithuania, they're actually set to take concrete action. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wodakuswara.
The war on Ukraine and tensions in the Taiwan Strait are geographically distant, but geopolitically the two are interconnected. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said earlier this year in Tokyo. Should Chinese leader Xi Jinping decide to invade Taiwan, the U.S. and NATO could be dragged into the conflict, a contingency the alliance needs to plan for. Last year at the Madrid summit, NATO's strategic concept called out China as posing systemic challenges to Euro-Atlantic security. This year at the summit in Vilnius, Lithuania, they'll need to translate the concept into action. Patsy Wodakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Israelis on Friday laid to rest a soldier shot by a Palestinian gunman near a settlement in the occupied West Bank on Thursday. He was killed in an attack, the Hamas militant group said it carried out in response to a two-day raid this week in Jenin. And the gunman fired at the security forces who had stopped to inspect his vehicle near the Palestinian city of Nablus. He then fled the scene before he was tracked down and neutralized, according to the military. A white gunman who killed 23 people in a racist attack on Hispanic shoppers at a Walmart in Texas has been sentenced to 90 consecutive life sentences in federal prison. He pleaded guilty earlier this year to nearly 50 federal hate crime charges in the 2019 mass shooting in the border city of El Paso. The 24-year-old sentencing Friday came nearly 4 years after he drove more than 700 miles from his home near Dallas and targeted Hispanic shoppers with an AK-style rifle inside and outside the store. Texas prosecutors want him to get the death penalty when he stands trial in state court. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.